This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Association, and following that, Cassidy Keck of St. Lawrence will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise.
To you, O God of majesty and simplicity, we entrust our souls, our common work, our connection with all your people. May your eternal wisdom shape our daily decisions, your perfect charity form our deeds, your immense love guide us as your beloved sons and daughters. Grateful for the moisture that refreshes the earth, we ask for your safety in our travel today. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They delayed the funeral from last week until now. So anyway. Great people, yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Bio, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Dennett, Deutsch, Diedrich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Chris, Johnson, David, Carr, Coth, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Mark, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miskimmins, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Herman, Perry, Peterson, Camp, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Puyer, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Sava, Shanefish, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Weiss, Wheezy, Willidson, York, Zickman, Speaker, Haugard. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 27th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bills 1056, 1073, 1082, 1128, 1143, 1198, 1257, 1260, 1263, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, we have three of the five committee reports available to read. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1083, 1168, and 1169 were tabled, and House Bill 1220 was referred to the 41st Legislative Day. Respectfully, Lana Greenfield, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bills 1028 and 1225 or without recommendation. House Bill 1085 and 1170 were tabled, and House Bill 1253 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Respectfully, Kevin D. Jensen, Chair. And also the Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1084 do pass as amended. House Bill 1090 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1219 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Resolution 1001 and 1207 were tabled. Respectfully, Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills number 1056, 1082, 1128, 1143, 1198, 1257, 1260, and 1263, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 98, 117, and 123, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. And also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Concurrent Resolution number 8, which has been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Resolution 1002, recognizing the impact of Alzheimer's disease and related dementias on persons living with these conditions, caregivers, and the state of South Dakota.
House Resolution 1002 was read for the second time. Representative Duba moved that H.R. 1002, as found on page 461 of the House Journal, be adopted. Question being, and Representative Duba, if you'd like to speak to that, please proceed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, and members of the body that are still here. We're all going to get home safe today, I hope. So I'll be brief. Alzheimer's. There's probably not a person in this room today that doesn't know someone who has it, had a relative who's had it, or has been affected by it. Well, we hope no one in this room. Correct? I just want to give you, well, I've been known to. It's what happens when you age. I just want to give you a few facts about Alzheimer's. 17,000 South Dakotans are currently living with Alzheimer's. And it's estimated to grow by 20,000 by the year 2025. We've got an aging population in this state. We've got over 38,000 caregivers in South Dakota providing 43 million hours of care. We are the third highest state in the United States of America in terms of rate of Alzheimer's. And we've seen 135% increase in Alzheimer's deaths since 2000. I just want to leave you with a personal story before I ask you to support this resolution. I have two very good friends who I have known since kindergarten. They're the same age as me. They're both 62 years old. Their husbands, one of their husbands is 59, their other husband is 63. Both are suffering from early onset Alzheimer's. It is... And I've known these men most of my life, and to see them gradually losing touch with who they are and who their friends are and even who their spouse is very tough. We'll be working with the Alzheimer's Association ongoing. They've conducted a very thorough study. They are going to be the recipient of some of the legislation we passed this year. And so we just want you to all be aware of it. We know that it's touching your lives as well as mine, and I appreciate the time to get up and speak about it today. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Any further remarks? Question being before the House is final passage of the House Resolution 1002. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Bruner.
Personal privilege,
granted.
Please. Well, with us today, on behalf of Representative Chafee and myself, some kids from Meade County made it out, some brave souls. Fought the weather and made it out here. There's 13 students up here and four teachers from some rural schools in Meade County, from Enning and Union Center, Hereford, Opal, a tall school, and Elm Springs. So help me welcome them to the Capitol.
Welcome. Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do want to recognize a couple people we recognized yesterday, and that is Lee Qualm, Arch Beal, and Sue Peterson. They have birthdays on this snowy weekend, so we want to just give them a round of applause on those three people, okay?
Thank you.
And now you're probably wondering, who is it that's celebrating their birthday today? It's none other than the Cottington County special person, Representative Hugh Bartels. If you would stand, we will sing to you, and we'll sing to you the snowy, snowy singing voices that we all have left, okay? Here we go. This is snowy singing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Bartels, Chase, Hunhoff, Marty, Olson, Puyer, Qualm, and Saba.
Representative, did someone want to speak? Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
I have the distinct honor to have some people here to help me celebrate my birthday. My daughter, Renee, and two very special grandkids. Musmelon and H-Man.
Representative Perry.
I will take a personal privilege, if that's all right.
Granted.
All right. Normally, we don't sing happy birthday to the same person more than one time, but we have grandkids here. And we have family here, so I think it's very appropriate that we sing happy birthday to Lee. And we'll use our outside voice, make those little guys back there sit there and say, wow, they must like Grandpa a lot. All right? Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lee. Happy birthday.
Representative Chafee.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Like most of you, when I decided to run, I made a list of pros and the cons on running for office. And after I got done with that list, I looked at it and said, well, I'm going to run anyway. One of the things in the pro side when I was trying to sell it to my wife was that I'd get a chance to introduce her. So today I'd like to introduce my wife, Michelle.
Welcome.
Michelle's son, Willie Colson of Colson Farms. And my friend Jade. Thank you.
So you'll be snowed in for the weekend, too.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, excused 6.
House Resolution 1002, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. And I would just comment on that, too. I appreciate you bringing the resolution. My mother died the first year I was out here. She had lived with us for about 4 years, 5 years before she passed away. And She was 91 and a half, approximately. Worked till she was 84, but in those years following, she declined, and she didn't know me or my wife for the 2 years or so preceding her death, but she lived with us, so... It certainly does touch everybody.
House Resolution 1003, denouncing the recent passage of New York's abortion law and requesting that the governor declare a day of prayer and fasting to atone for the unspeakable crime of abortion. Speaker has waived committee assignment. Also, House Concurrent Resolution number 1007, expressing and encouraging support for the continued use of country of origin labels on meat products sold to consumers. Speaker has waived committee assignment. And Senate Concurrent Resolution number 8, requesting Congress to lawfully change the Medicaid eligibility requirements to give states the option to provide Medicaid services to persons in jail pending disposition. The Speaker has referred this to Committee on State Affairs. The Speaker declared that House Bill 1249 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B-1.1.
Being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 7, messages to the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House bills number 1091, 1108, and 1188 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
We're going to proceed to order of business number 9, consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Quam moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1251 is found on page 456, and House Bill 1173 as found on page 457, and House Joint Resolution 1001 as found on page 458 of the House Journal be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 98, an act to repeal the sunset of a wine manufacturer's license. Senate Bill 117, an act to authorize Spanish to be used in the process of issuing certain driver's licenses and permits. And Senate Bill 123, an act to provide for the adoption of privacy protection policies.
Speaker assigned Senate Bill 98 to Commerce, Senate Bill 117 to State Affairs, Senate Bill 123 to Judiciary, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 to State Affairs. I just want to clarify with the majority leader. We have bills to be heard in state affairs and where else yet today? Judiciary, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Are those the only two committees?
Yes.
All right. All right. Thank you. Hang on a second. Speaker is signing House Bill 1056, an act to prohibit certain local ordinances regarding firearms. Speaker is signing House Bill number 1073, an act to revise provisions regarding the locating and spotting of predators or varmints from a drone. And I do like that word, varmints. Speaker signing House Bill number 1082, an act to revise certain provisions regarding scrap metal purchases. Speaker is signing House Bill number 1128, an act to revise provisions regarding the maximum term of promissory notes issued to municipalities. Speaker signing House Bill number 1143, an act to revise provisions regarding contribution limits to political action committees. Speaker is signing House Bill number 1198, an act to define activities that constitute human trafficking. Speaker is signing House Bill number 1257, an act to authorize the Department of Military to construct two storage buildings, to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. Speaker signing House Bill number 1260, an act to make an appropriation to continue the Veterans Bonus Program and to declare an emergency. And the Speaker is signing House Bill number 1263, an act to revise the appropriation for the construction of a National Guard Readiness Center at the Rapid City Airport and to declare an emergency. There being no objection, we're going to recess the House at this time so we can... Representative Rounds, do you have a question?
Mr. Speaker, since we do have everybody in the body, should we do announcements right now before we split?
Yeah, we can do that. But this is the procedure we'll use. We're just going to recess, and I understand that some people will probably leave due to the weather and other obligations. We do have the state affairs and the judiciary to address those few bills that are left. So if there are any announcements right now, that'd be fine to step up and make those announcements. Representative Sullivan.
Personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Oh, granted, yeah.
Thank you. There's a couple I have here. I want to thank Oliver, who is here, who testified this morning. I'm not sure where Oliver is. Oliver Dickman, if you could stand. Thank you for being here, and thank you for advocating. I also want to thank an organization that advocates for women, women's health, and families, and welcome to the Capitol to Planned Parenthood. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Monday morning, House Commerce and Energy at 10 a.m., we're going to start taking some junior varsity bills. Those would be Senate bills. For those of you that are new here, we're going to start taking up Senate bills on Monday morning at 10 a.m. We got four of them, and we'll have a new and improved chair on Monday morning. The vice chair is going to run the committee, so come on up and watch him and heckle him. Thank you.
That'd be great.
If I may have a personal privilege.
Yes.
Tomorrow, as we all know, we sang, and we've got a number of people in this body whose birthday is tomorrow. It's a popular day, the 23rd of February, and now when I see the leader and the assistant leader walking around, it reminds me of somebody else's birthday tomorrow, my wife's. It's her birthday tomorrow also, so let's get out of here so I go get her a gift. Thank you.
That's very thoughtful. I'll just mention, too, if anyone in the Sioux Falls area would want to attend Sharon Hunt's funeral that has been rescheduled from last Saturday, it's going to take place tomorrow unless there's some weather emergency. So Sharon Hunt's funeral tomorrow. Roger Hunt's wife passed away just about 3 months after Roger did. So her funeral is at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Monday, we will have state affairs at 7:45. And then also, I would like to say that tomorrow has been declared a day of mourning and reflection for the unborn full-term babies being aborted in New York. Please wear black all day.
And I believe I mentioned yesterday, at least I mentioned in the committee, that tiny infant that my daughter-in-law helped deliver last week. My daughter-in-law works at Sanford in Sioux Falls, 23-week-old baby, 11 and a half ounces. And when she took that baby and transferred the baby to the neonatologist, the baby cried. And so at 11 and a half ounces, so I can't imagine, she was approximately 7 or 8 inches long. So, any other announcements? Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, Joint Appropriations will be meeting on Monday at 8 a.m. We have a full calendar of bills, 16 to take care of. So if you care to join us, please do so. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet Monday morning, room 413 at 10 a.m. And as the Speaker indicated, immediately following session today. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For those of you who might be in my same boat, might be snowed in this weekend, did find out a thing to do. The Peer Players have a show going on. There's performances tonight, tomorrow night, and on Sunday afternoon. Doors open this evening and tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., performance at 7:30. Sunday matinee, doors open at 1:30, performance at 2. So if you're looking for something to do, might go check that out.
Will you be singing at that performance?
I believe it is a musical. I am not in the cast.
He's a great singer. Any other announcements? If not, we will be in recess. We do not need to call a roll. We are presently on order of business number 13, second reading of House bills and joint resolutions. However, now we are going to revert to order of business. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. We have one motion to read.
Representative Quam moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, February 25th, 2019, the 29th legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Yes. Now we're going to revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1130 do pass as amended, House Bill 1132 do pass as amended, House Bill 1193 do pass as amended, House Bill 1195 do pass as amended, House Bill 1272 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bills 1106 and 1243 be deferred to the 41st legislative day. Respectfully, John Hansen, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1177 do pass as amended, House Bill 1246 do pass as amended, House Bill 1265 do pass as amended, House Joint Resolution 1006 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1093 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1160 be tabled, and House Bills 1135, 1206, House Joint Resolution 1007 be deferred to the 41st legislative day. Respectfully, Lee Quam, Chair.
There being no further business for today, we've deferred the calendar. Are there any announcements we need to mention right now, Representative Johnson? Oh, granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to recognize the one person in the gallery filming us.
We should do a special commemoration of some sort. Representative Dennert, please let's not use your district mate's microphone.
I believe it's still a birthday.
Okay. Well, that is the birthday microphone. Well, any other announcements, Representative? Why, everybody's ducking for cover. All right. Well, I see no further announcements. It's a lovely day out. We could continue this for a while. Or whoa, there's a taker. Wait a minute. Representative Chafee. Wait a minute.